Yeah, thank you for that question. I mean, this is, you know, something that keeps me up late at night every single day, because Donald Trump and pretty much all of his senior cabinet members are committing impeachable offenses almost quite literally on a daily basis, whether that is launching illegal wars, to targeting legal action against their perceived political enemies, wrongfully deporting people from this country, or assaulting U.S. citizens, which has happened in Minnesota, and of course with the murders of two U.S. citizens. Like, there is a lot of accountability to be had. I have been calling for the 25th Amendment, and I actually have been, I would say, and I'm just being very honest here, pretty surprised in a good way at how much momentum the idea has been getting. I think it was the few days during some of Trump's most egregious language as it pertains to the war in Iran and his threats of genocide against the Iranian people, or language that, you know, some could have perceived to mean that he was threatening the use of nuclear weapons. We saw nearly 100 members of Congress called for the 25th Amendment, and even Republicans, even people who were, you know, strong members of the MAGA coalition, high profile people like Tucker Carlson, like former Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, like Candace Owens. I mean, people who were strong Trump supporters have also, you know, agreed. So it's not political, it's not partisan anymore, but have said that he is clearly unfit and dangerous and should be removed. Now, being very, you know, still trying to be very honest and practical with you, the 25th Amendment I believe it's necessary in this moment, but it would take immense amounts of political courage from people in Trump's cabinet. So the Vice President, J.D. Vance, you know, he could be orchestrating and talking to other cabinet officials about Trump and the fact that he's not stable. It would require 2/3 of Congress to support it. So I'm not saying it's impossible. I actually don't think it's impossible, because he continues day by day to do more egregious things that are making it nearly impossible for anyone to argue that he is fit for the position. But I just want to also, you know, say that that's why public peaceful mobilization is so important. We have to be so loud and so clear with our elected officials and making it very known through peaceful protesting that we don't support what's happening. But ultimately, I want to see all Trump administration officials from the president down to be held accountable if they've committed impeachable offenses. That's why I've also been leading on impeaching Pete Hegseth. And when we are in the majority, we will have subpoenas flying out every day to hold Trump, his family, who have been committing crimes and making billions of dollars, his administration officials and others accountable for their crimes and their abuse of office.